主，让我们再一次聚集来敬拜主。
Praise the Lord, we are able to gather and worship our Lord together.
我们也能够一起来读主的话，听我们圣灵今天要向我们说什么。
And we are able to read the words of the Lord together and hear what our Spirit wants to say to us today.
我们一起打开提摩太后书。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
Yeah.往前坐，这边都是空位。
We've got more seats up front.
提摩太后书，我们要看几处的圣经哈。我们先读第一章。
We'll read a few passages from 2 Timothy. Let's read chapter 1 first.
我要请大家念的是第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
我跟翻译的姐妹，我们轮流从第九节念到第十五节的上半节。
We'll read from the pulpit, taking turn reading from the pulpit from verse 9 to verse 15, the first part of verse 15.
然后大家跟着我们这样念的时候，你注意看。
And then we'll read all along.
第九节，神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按着我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先。在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
Verse 10. But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
我为这福音奉派做传道，做使徒，做师父。
For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed.And I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you.
凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我，这是你知道的。好，我们就读到这里，然后我们进到第二章。
Then we'll go to chapter 2, 2 Timothy.
对，我们从第一节念到第四节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 4.
好，第二章，我儿啊，你要在耶稣基督的基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。
No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life, so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier.
好，第十四节。
Then we'll go to verse 14.
我们要念到十五节。
14 and 15.
你要使众人回想这些事，在主面前嘱咐他们，不可为言语争辩，这是没有益处的，只能败坏听见的人。
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth.
好，在这里我要请你注意，他说你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人。
Here I want you to pay attention to this. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed.
对，刚刚第二章的前面的四节，那里我要请你注意的是基督耶稣的精兵。
And the first four verses in chapter 2, I'd like you to pay attention to the soldiers of Jesus Christ.
对，然后我们现在在读第二章的第二十节。
Now we'll continue reading from chapter 2:20.
对，从二十节到二十二节。
20 to 22.
在大户人家，不但有金器银器。也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
你要逃避少年人的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。好，我们提摩太后书读这么多。
So here are the reading from Second Timothy.
对，然后我们要读一段旧约的圣经。
Then we'll read some verses from the Old Testament.
士师记。
Let's go to Judges.
第六章。
Judges.
我们要读这个整个的故事，我们要挑几段来读。
Judges 6.
这里是讲一个士师，他的名字叫基甸。
So this chapter talks about the one judge named Midian.
对，基甸。
Gideon.
对。
Oh, sorry, Gideon.
对，我们要读从第一节到第六节。
We'll read from verse 1-6.
这是这个故事的背景。
That's the background of the story.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华就把他们交在米甸人手里七年。
The power of Midian prevailed against Israel. Because of Midian, the sons of Israel made for themselves the dens which were in the mountains and the caves and the strongholds.
以色列人每逢撒种之后，米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都上来攻打他们。
So they would camp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no sustenance in Israel as well as no sheep, ox or donkey.
因为那些人带着牲畜帐篷来像蝗虫那样多人和骆驼无数都进入国内毁坏全地。
So Israel was brought very low because of Midian, and the sons of Israel cried to the Lord.
我们跳到第十一节。
We'll skip to verse 11.
对，我们要念到第十四节。
We'll read through verse 14.
Yeah. 耶和华的使者到了俄弗拉坐在亚比以谢族人约阿施的橡树下约阿施的儿子基甸正在酒榨那里打麦子为要防备米甸人
The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior
基甸说主啊耶和华若与我们同在我们何至遭遇这一切事呢我们的列祖不是向我们说耶和华领我们从埃及上来吗他那样奇妙的作为在哪里呢现在他却丢弃我们将我们交在米甸人手里
The Lord looked at him and said Go in this your strength and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian Have I not sent you?
好我们到第七章
Then we go to chapter 7.
我们读第二节。
Let's read from verse 2.
我们要念到先念到第八节，二到八。
Through verse 8.
耶和华对基甸说跟随你的人过多我不能将米甸人交在他们手中免得以色列人向我夸大说是我们自己的手救了我们
Now therefore come proclaim in the hearing of the people saying whoever is afraid and trembling let him return and depart from Mount Gilead So 22,000 people returned but 10,000 remained
耶和华对基甸说人还是过多你要带他们下到水旁我好在那里为你们试试他们我指点谁说这人可以同你去他就可以同你去我指点说这人不可同你去他就不可同你去
So he brought the people down to the water And the Lord said to Gideon, You shall separate everyone who laps the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, as well as everyone who kneels to drink.
于是用手捧着甜水的约有三百人，其余的都跪下喝水。
The Lord said to Gideon, I will deliver you with 300 men who lapped and will give the Midianites into your hands. So let all the other people go, each man to his home.
这三百人就带着食物和酒，其余的以色列人，基甸都打发他们各归各的帐篷，只留下这三百人，米甸营在他们下边的平原里。然后我们就看第十二、十三节。
We'll look at verse 13.
我们从十三节，我们要念到，第二十一节，二十一。
We'll read from verse 13 to verse 21.
基甸到了，就听见一人将梦告诉同伴说：“我做了一梦。”梦见一个大麦饼滚入米甸营中，到了帐篷，将帐幕撞倒，帐幕就翻转倾覆了。
His friend replied, This is nothing less than the sword of Gideon, the son of Josh, a man of Israel. God has given Midian and all the camp into his hand.
基甸听见这梦和梦的讲解，就敬拜神，回到以色列营中说，起来吧。耶和华已将米甸的全军交在你们手中了。
He divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put trumpets and empty pitchers into the hands of all of them with torches inside the pitchers.
吩咐他们说：“你们要看我行事，我到了营的旁边怎样行，你们也要怎样行。”
When I and all who are with me blow the trumpets.Then you also blow the trumpets all around the camp and say, For the Lord and for the Gideon.
基甸和跟随他的一百人在三更之初，才换经的时候来到营旁，就吹角，打破手中的瓶。
When the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers, they held the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands for blowing and cried, A sword for the Lord and for Gideon.
他们在营的四围各站各的地方，全营的人都乱窜，三百人呐喊使他们逃跑。好，我想我们圣经就读这么多。
So this concludes our scripture reading.
照次序来讲，我现在应该讲什么了？
According to the order, what should have I preached?
对，我应该讲启示录。
Yeah, I should be preaching the book of Revelation today.
但是我要把启示录我本来要讲的延后。
But I wanted to delay that a little bit, what I originally planned to preach.
我这次到远东去。
This time I went to East Asia.
主就把这个负担放在我里头，就是我们刚刚讲的这篇这两段话。
God has placed the burden in my heart, which are based on the two passages we just read.
对，一个是提摩太后书，一个是士师记。
One is Second Timothy, one is Judges.
为什么
？Why is that?
那我想跟我们这个时间有关系。
I think it has to do with the time we're in today.
我们后天就要决定谁是美国的总统。
So in a couple of days, we will decide who will be the next president of the United States.
对吧？我在美国也有一段说长不长、说短也不短，四十多年的日子。
So I've been in the United States for quite a while, like 40 some years.
我从来没有看过美国这么乱。
I've never seen U.S. in such chaos.
我也从来没有看过两个候选人这么差劲的。
I've never seen two candidates as inferior as this.
但是这是事实。
But that's the reality.
所以有很多人在那边想，这两个混球我们要选哪一个
？So many are thinking between the two not so good people, who should I vote for?
对，这是很多人都在那里 考虑的一个问题。
That's in the mind of a lot of people.
我在这里没有为任何一个总统站台，请你们投他一票，这不是我讲台的目的。
I'm not advocating for any one of either one. It's not the purpose of today's message.
但是你从上礼拜五一直到现在，每天都有新的爆料。
But since last Friday till today, every day there's some new scandals coming out.
所以你可以，你如果注意看这些爆料的事情，你心里面有一个震撼。
If you pay attention to these things, you're really shocked inside of you.
就是说，美国怎么会堕落到这个地步？
How come the United States have come down to this?
这些执政掌权的那个黑幕抖出来的时候，你叫做瞠目结舌。
Dark inside stories of the people in the governing bodies, it just astonishes you.
对，所以你就知道美国是进入了一个被神咒诅的阶段。
So you really know that U.S. has entered the stage of a cursed.Time,
对，那么最早的一个兆头就是，2001年9/11，那个世界世贸大楼被打倒。
The earliest sign might be in 2001 when the Twin Towers in New York was hit.
美国200多年的历史，这是那零一年是第一次在他的国土上被他的敌人打了。
Of the history of U.S. for over 200 years, in 2001, that was the first time ever that Americans were stricken by his enemy, its enemies in his own homeland.
第一次世界大战、第二次世界大战都没有打在美国的本土上。
Neither the First World War or the World War II were actually happening on the homeland of the United States.
第二次世界大战最多是打在夏威夷。
The World War II was like a stroke the Pearl Harbor in Hawaii.
对，美国的本土从来没有被仇敌打过。
But the mainland of the United States was had never been.
但是零一年开始，你就可以看到这个仇敌就一路打到今天。
But since 2001, you can see that the enemy has been attacking all the way till today.
一面你看到外面的仇敌是这样的，神好像神的保护，这个保护伞拿掉了，外面的仇敌可以任意的宰割。
On one side, it appears that the protecting umbrella from God has been lifted, so that the external enemies are able to come and strike us.
然后里面自己人的那种黑暗，你可以看到。这一些总统们，这一些内阁们，这一些议员们，这一些法官们所做的这些决定，跟神的原则完全背道而驰。可以摸着圣经发誓，但是他们做的事是跟圣经刚好相反。
On the other side, from internally, you know, the darkness has been revealed among the government officials. The people who are in power, the congressmen, the senators, the
judges,
and all those people who are making decisions that are completely dissuaded from our God's decree.
对，他们一面是摸着圣经发誓。
They would be promise. They would be taking oath based on the Bible, but then they're doing everything that's in the opposite direction.
是，所以这是我们在这个21世纪。我们看见这个国家就眼看它往下走。
This is what we have witnessed in the 21st century, how this country has going to the direction of destruction, going downward. Yeah.
我们的孩子居然男的，他到底是男的是女的都搞不清楚。
Our children these days don't even quite know their gender identity.
嗯，我们讲起来好笑，但是你好好想想，这是。人类历史以来从来没有发生过的大悲剧。
It sounds ridiculous, but as you think about it, this is the kind of tragedy that had never happened before in human history.
所以这是我们在这个国家我们所看见的。
So this is what we see in this country.
而它的经济根本就是在一个悬崖的啊、前面。
And its economy is right at the cliff.
对，它可以随时崩盘的。
It can collapse any minute.
那看看中国。
So now let's turn to look at China.
我不知道你有没有注意，十月的结束的时候，中共开了第六次中央委员会。
So I don't know if you paid attention that at the end of October, China held its seventh central government meeting. Sixth central government meeting.
那这个会议之后的最重要的点是什么？
The most important conclusions that came out of that conference?
有谁注意？
Did anybody pay attention?
习近平得到一个头衔。
That Xi Jinping got a
title. 叫做核心。
The core.
对。现在他叫习核心。
So now he's got this title and core Xi.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
就你从大陆出来，你懂；你不是从大陆出来，你听都没有听过。
So you would only understand if you come from the mainland China. Otherwise, you wouldn't understand. You've never heard of it.
简单的说，他就是毛泽东。
Simply put, he's just like Mao Zedong.
听懂了吗？所有的一切，他有最后的拍板决定的权利。
For everything, he'll have the authority to make the final decision.
然后在他的这个就是公报里头。
Then in his
the public document.
Oh, the public document, yeah.
在他的公报里头，他说到有在党内在高层有阴险家这个词，阴险家这个词。
So he said there are people among the government, the party and the government who are schemers.
什么意思？
What does that mean, schemers?
意思是说，现在虽然他是掌权了。
So that is saying, even though he is in power, in authority,
有人要推翻他。
Some people is plotting and scheming to be against him.
他是公开的对他的全国人民还有对他的所有的中央委员宣布这件事情。
So he publicly announced that to the entire country and to his government.
意味着什么？
What does that mean?
这个月或者下个月，
This month or next,
会有大事要发生。
There could be something major happening in China.
因为如果阴谋家在他的身旁，
Because if there is a schemer right there next to him,
他怎么能够再往前走一步呢？
How could he, like,make another step forward.
Right. 除非阴谋家要把他除掉，对吧？
Unless he gets rid of that.
所以这个是一个很强烈的一个政治上的大信号。
So this is a significant political sign.
那反对他的人也不是省油的灯。
So those who oppose him are not easy to be rid of either.
所以中国会有很大的震荡。
So there will be a lot of shakings in China.
对，这是在政治上。
That's politically speaking.
就在我们眼前马上就要发生的事情。
It'll happen very quickly.
然后教会。
Then on the other hand, on the church side.
今年三月的时候，习近平曾经召开一个全国的宗教会议。
Earlier this year in March, Xi Jinping held a meeting of all the religious groups in China.
对，对全国的宗教，他发表他的政策。
So he proclaimed his policies regarding the religions.
我不知道我们中间有没有人上网注意这一类的事情。
I don't know if any of you would go online and pay attention and search read about these things.
我现在讲的没有一点是国家的机密，都是公开在网上、在报上都可以看得见的。
What I'm talking about is nothing secretive. It's everything that's in the public domain.
那么对家庭教会来说
，So for home churches in China,
有一个严密的律法的规定。
There's a very strict law.
是由国务院来颁布的。
That's published by the the central government, Korean state government.
国务院，这样，central government，这样，所以这个是一个很清楚要怎么样来限制在中国的家庭教会。So
the central government published this policy how to restrict the home church influence.
简单的讲，它一共有七十二条这个法律的规定。
So there are 72 specific decrees.
对，那其中二十条是针对家庭教会。
Among which 20 are relevant to home churches.
你都可以上网，全部可以查得出来。You
can find all of those online.
那我只是简单的讲，就是说，从今年10月1号起。
So I will just introduce about this simply. So starting from October 1st.
按照这个宗教的法律的规定。
According to this new law.
所有在中国的家庭教会,
all the home churches in China,
都要接受这个法律的要求,
will be governed under that policy.
对，那么简单的说,
simply speaking,
过去30年就是所谓改革开放以后的宗教的这个比较宽松的环境结束了。
The relative freedom that we obtained in the last 30 years after the China opened its doors, it's about to end.
如果习近平要执行这个新的宗教的法律, 那就是回到文革时期教会的光景。
If Xi Jinping decides to execute that new law, then it'll basically, all the situations in China, the home churches will basically return to the time of the Cultural Revolution era.
那未来的六年，起码习近平他的当政的下面还有六年。
So she has another 6 years as a president in his presidency.
那家庭教会的前景就要有相当困难的日子。
So the future of the home church is kind of in jeopardy.
那么，不管美国，不管中国，不管欧洲，你去看整个的情形，都是在一个非常奇怪的一个状态里头。So
be it U.S. or China or even Europe, you will notice overall, the situation looks very strange.
不是，充满不可知性。
Filled with unpredictability.
不管政治的层面、经济的层面、军事的层面，都是一样的。Whether
on the political level, the economic level, or the military level, all the same.
这是大环境。So
that's the bigger picture.
这是我们只要把你眼睛打开来，你好好的注意电视、上网，你可以看很多的事情都是在我们眼前正在发生、正在进行。
So these are all the kind of things that's happening right before our eyes if you pay attention to the TV or online news media.
所以我要讲今天讲的这一段圣经。
That's why I wanted to talk about what I'm sharing today.
提摩太后书是在一个可怕的大环境之下，保罗写的。
Second Timothy was also written by Paul in a time of a terrible historical background.
这是在保罗所有写的书信里头最后一封了。This
is the last book written by Paul among all his letters.
可以说这是他的遗言。So
this could be his last will.
你如果注意第四章第六节。
If you pay attention to Second Timothy 4:6.
对，第四章第六节他这样说：“我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。”He says,
"For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come."
所以这本书就是保罗的最后的遗言。So
this book is essentially Paul's last will.
是在怎么样一个大的政治环境底下写的呢？
How was it? Under what kind of political environment and background did he write this book?
他那个时候是主后68年。
It was in AD 68.
你如果读一点历史的书，你就知道那个时候是一个最可怕的皇帝，罗马的暴君，尼禄。
So at that time, if you read some history, you know it was ruled by the Roman, very cruel Roman Empire, Nero.
他疯狂，他是火烧罗马城。
He was so crazy that he burned the entire Roman city.
然后他把这个罪名加在基督徒身上，说是基督徒放火烧的。
And he gave, and he said it was the Christians who burned the city.
所以基督徒面对极大的逼迫。
So that Christians were severely persecuted.
那么在那个时候，许多的因为信耶稣就倾家荡产丧命。
So a lot of those Christians were died. The Christians were persecuted and they died and losing their entire family.
那在那个时候，两个最有名的使徒，一个是彼得，一个是保罗，就在那个时候被尼禄这个皇帝杀了。
So the two famous apostles, one Peter, one Paul, were martyred by King Nero at that time.
对，所以这本书就是提摩太后书，就是在这样的一个大的逼迫的环境之下写的。
So this book of 2 Timothy was written during that time frame under the great persecution.
刚刚我们读第一章第十五节的时候。
So when we read chapter 1,
你可以知道保罗的心情是什么。
We could tell what kind of feelings Paul was having.
他说，凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我，这是你知道的。
He said, you're aware of the fact that all who are in Asia turn away from me.
因为时局太紧张了。
Because the situation was so dire.
那么大家就要保护自己。
Everybody was trying to protect themselves.
所以就跟这个保罗本来是他们的老师，是他们所敬重的神的仆人，可是今天这个时局是这样的可怕，那么他们就离弃了神的仆人，跟他划清界限。
So originally Paul was those people's mentor and a spiritual teacher, but because they wanted to protect themselves, they all turn away from Paul, etc.
所以你如果把你自己放在保罗的这个情形里面来想的话，他本来向着这些外邦，他是外邦的使徒，把福音不顾性命的来传给这一些外邦的人。
So if you put yourself in Paul's shoes, he was the apostle for the Gentiles, and he put his life online to preach the gospel to these Gentiles.
但今天这些得到他好处的这些基督徒，却开始跟他划清界限，离弃他。
But now these Gentile Christians who benefited greatly from him now turn away and deserted him.
所以你是保罗的话，你要怎么想，怎么感觉？
How would you feel if you were Paul?
这是非常痛心的一件事，对吧？
It's a very sad thing.
但是照人看，他可以伤心，可以灰心，可以甚至怀疑说，神啊，你怎么不救我呢？
But from man's point of view, he could have been very depressed and heartbroken and say, oh God, why don't you save me from all this?
但是他没有。
But he didn't do that.
他能够在这一卷书里头能够很清楚地告诉他的属灵的儿子提摩太。
In this book, he clearly told his spiritual son, Timothy,
你要刚强起来。
Be strong and courageous.
你要继续地做工来传道。
You need to continue your work of preaching the gospel.
所以这个是这封信的主题。
So that's the central theme of this book.
在最大的压力里面，
Under greatest pressure,
基督好像没有前途了。
Even though the Christians seem to have no future.
那但是即使在这样最糟糕的时候，神仍然要我们为他站住。
God still wanted us to endure.
来征战。
To fight.
所以这个是这封信的那个灵。
So this is the spirit of this book.
那我就照着这个灵，照着这个感觉，在 四世纪里面找到这个故事来跟它对照起来。
So based on this spirit, I found the passages in the book of Judge to correspond with this, correlate with this chapter.
对，今天有饭吃，所以你们 relax.
So we're going to have lunch today, so you be relaxed.
对，所以我可以稍微讲透一点。
We can talk more thoroughly about these two.
我先要讲前面我们刚刚念的提摩太后书。
So we'll talk first about what we read in 2 Timothy.
我是把它的重点提出来讲。
I want to just talk about the most important part.
对，第九节。
Verse 9.
保罗就说，神救了我们，以圣召召我们。
God has saved us and called us with a holy calling.
这里有一个起点。
There's a beginning point.
这个起点是什么？是神救了我们。
That God has saved us.
对吧？所以每一个基督徒，我们可能在人生的经验上有各式各样不同的背景。
So every Christian may vary in their life experience.
但是不管怎么样，我们有一个共同一样的起点。这个起点就是有一天你信了耶稣，耶稣基督的救恩临到了你，你被神拯救了。
We all have one common starting point. That is one day.The salvation, the grace of the salvation, came on you, and you have been saved.
对，这是我们大家所共同的起点。
That's what's common for all of us.
所以他从这个点来提醒提摩太。
So Paul started with this point and to
remind Timothy. 当神救我们的时候，他同时也给了我们一个很重要的东西，叫做圣召。
When God called us, He also gave us one very important thing, that is the holy calling.
在这个地方讲到有一个呼召，而且他用一个形容词叫做圣召。
And here it talks about a calling, and it comes with an adjective of holy calling.
我不知道我们每一个基督徒知不知道你是蒙召的人。
I wonder if every Christian understands that you are called.
我头十年信耶稣，我是1961年信耶稣的。
I was saved in 1961.
那个时候我是个初中生。
I was in junior high.
起码我头十年，对到底我有没有蒙召这件事情搞不清楚。
At least in the first 10 years, I wasn't clear about whether I was called.
有一个观念，这个观念就是谁蒙召的呢？
There was one thought in me, idea in me that who's the one who's called?
牧师。
Pastors.
长老。
Elders,
这些是特殊材料。
Those are the special material.
啊，他们是蒙召的人。
They are the ones who are called.
他们蒙了召，所以他们去神学院，所以他们后来做这些所谓的圣工。
They're called, so they went to the seminaries, and that's why they go to do the work of God.
那我们没有这个蒙召，那我们就是平信徒。
Those of us who are not called, we're just general believers.
我们只要信耶稣，然后礼拜天来聚会。平常你想起来你还可以奉献，不然的话你只要来聚会就行了。
We just believe in the Lord, and then we come together on Sunday, and then if we remember, we can make some donations, and that's all.
就是要平信徒。
That's called general believers.
你的祷告、你的读经都让给牧师帮你、长老帮你读了，礼拜天帮你祷告。
Your prayers, your scripture reading could all be yielded to the pastors and elders, and then they can do it on Sunday for you.
这是我早年得到的印象。
That was the impression I had in my early years of Christian life.
但是慢慢自己好好的读圣经。
Then I started reading carefully.
你开始就发现。
And I realized.
不是。
That's not the case.
我们以为的那个蒙召是一个错误的印象。
The kind of calling that I thought about was a wrong impression.
你看耶稣的头十二个，这些门徒。
Look at the first 12 disciples of apostles.
他看见彼得就呼召他说什么
？He called Peter.
来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
看到约翰也是一样，来跟从我。
He saw John and said the same thing. Come and follow me.
他每一个门徒都是这样呼召来的。
To every Apostle, that's how he called them.
然后到马太福音结束第二十八章。
Then at the end of the book of Matthew in chapter 28.
最后的十八节开始。
And starting from verse 18.
他对他的门徒说。
He said to his disciples.
去，叫万民做我的门徒。
go and make disciples of all the nations.
所以在这里你看到有一个呼召。
So now you see one calling.
这个呼召的对象是谁？
Who are the objects of the calling?
这个对象是万民。
Those are all the nations.
那包括谁？
Including
你跟我，对吧？
You and me.
我们所有这个地上的人都是耶稣所呼召的对象。
Including all the people on this earth, we are all those who are called by Jesus.
只是耶稣说过，被召的人多，但是选上的人少。
But Jesus said, those who are called are many, but those who are chosen are few.
就在神的心来讲，他愿万人得救。
So by God's will, He wishes all to be saved.
但是不一定人人都愿意。
But not everyone is willing.
对吧？所以在这个地方你可以看到，我们很多人虽然是愿意信了耶稣，但是没有几个人愿意来跟从耶稣做他的门徒的。
So you can see, even though many of us believed in God, but very few actually are willing to follow Jesus as his disciples.
所以不是没有呼召，是你以为没有。
So it's not that you don't have a calling, but that you don't think you have a calling.
然后今天在这一段圣经里头，保罗就要提醒他的儿子，注意啊，现在时代艰难，很多人就说我的信仰应该差不多放在冰箱里了。
Today in this passage, Paul started to remind his disciples that, well, many of us would think, you know, when the times are hard, our faith would be stored in the refrigerator.
对，你像我这一次在国内去走的时候，很多的弟兄姊妹告诉我，现在每一个人都要填调查表。
For example, this time when I went to China, I was told that many of them, the brothers and sisters, needed to fill out surveys.
对，你的宗教信仰。
What is your faith?
在调查你的宗教信仰的时候，你要不要写我是基督徒？
So when they are surveying about your religion, are you willing to say, I am a Christian?
那有的基督徒说，他没有写。
Many Christians said, I didn't write down that.
为什么？如果你写你是基督徒，你可能你现在的这个职位就有问题了。
Your positions may not be safe.
对吧？你的养老，你马上就要退休了，你如果说你是基督徒，你的退休的计划可能也要打乱。
Your retirement pension may be in jeopardy if you fill out the survey, that you're admitting that you're a Christian.
一切事情通顺的时候，我们说我们相信耶稣。
So when all things are good smooth, we would say yes, I believe in the Lord.
因为你不需要付任何的代价。
Because you don't need to pay any price.
可是当环境改变了。
But when the environment changes.
你的前途，你的家庭都要受影响的时候，你这个时候就要想一想，到底我要不要承认我是信耶稣的。
When your future and your family might be impacted, you would hesitate and think about whether I'd admit that I am a Christian.
所以这里面牵涉的是代价的问题。
So this has to do with the price you pay.
那么我们就要知道我们是有呼召的人。
So we have to knowThat we have a calling.
这个呼召，保罗在这里特别加个形容词，是圣召。
And Paul specifically added the adjective.
什么意思叫圣召？
Holy calling. What is a holy calling?
因为我们本来是圣的相反词，是俗。
Because originally we are the opposite of the holy, which is common.
对，我们本来是一个叫做凡夫俗子，对吧？这是我们每个人本来的身份。
That's the original identity of us.
但是神的呼召临到我们了。
But when God's calling reaches us,
让我们成为得救，成为一个基督徒了。
We become a saved person.
那这时候神就呼召我们要分别为圣，归于他。
Then God has called us to be separated apart and to belong to Him.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他是用耶稣基督神儿子的宝血来买赎我们的。
Because He has purchased us with the precious blood of our Jesus Christ.
对，是他出了代价把我们买出来的。
He has paid a heavy price for us.
所以，你如果认识这个点，你就知道这里有个呼召，叫我们分别为圣，归他，不是归着这个世界，也不是归你自己。
So if you understand this point, you know we are to be separated from the world and to belong to Him.
这是神的呼召，这是每一个基督徒都应该知道的。
This is God's calling, and this is what every Christian should understand.
然后说这个呼召呢，不是按照我们的行为。
And this calling is not based on our action.
不是因为说啊，你某某人因为你做得好，所以神才呼召你，不是跟你的做得好做不好，这个呼召已经给了。
It's not because how good your behavior is, but it is God's will that it's.Regardless of whether you're doing good or bad, God has already called you.
对，好，下面说，乃是按着他的旨意和他的恩典。
And it says that it is according to His will and His grace.
对，神的旨意，他救我们的时候，已经说他召我们要属于他的。
Because God's will is that when He saved us, we are to belong to Him.
所以。这个是我们每一个基督徒都应该知道的一件事。
That is something each one of us should know.
所以我现在如果问你蒙召了没有
？If I ask you now, do you know if you're called?
你怎么回答
？What's your answer?
啊，知道自己蒙召的举手。
Let's raise our hand if we know we're called.
每一个基督徒都应该知道你是蒙召的。
Every Christian should know that you are called.
你是属于他的。
You belong to him.
啊，好。保罗什么时候蒙召的？照我们读圣经，我们知道他告诉我们他什么时候蒙召的。
So when was Paul called? We know when we read the Bible, he told us when he was called.
有一天他要替天行道。
One day he was going to do something for
God. 他不认识耶稣是谁。
He didn't know who Jesus was.
他只知道信耶稣的是大逆不道，违反我们犹太教的传统。
He only knew that the Christians were disobedient to the Jewish laws of God.
所以他就为着他的上帝在大发热心。
So he was zealous for his God.
他拿着大祭司给他的逮捕令，他从耶路撒冷一直要到大马色去抓基督徒。
So he had this decree from the chief priest, and he was going to go to arrest all the Christians, and he was on his way on to the Damascus.
在路上。
On the way to the
Damascus. 有一个大光。
A great light shone on him,
把他打倒,
broke him down.
然后我们就知道有一个神秘的经验。
And he had this mysterious experience.
那是写在使徒行传第九章。
That was recorded in Act 9.
好，我今天不去讲那个细节。
I'm not going to talk about that.
但是在那一个神奇的经验的里头。
But in that that wonderful experience.
神不但显明他是谁。
God not only revealed who he was,
他说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
He said, I was Jesus who you persecuted.
然后他说，主啊，你要我做什么？
Then he said, God, what do you want me to do?
耶稣没有直接回答他。
And Jesus didn't
answer directly. 你到城里面去，有一个人会来告诉你，我要你做什么。
He just said, you go to the city, enter the city, and someone will come and greet you and tell you what you need to do.
刚刚我们读的这段话里头。
Well, we just read,
他告诉我们，我们每一个人都有一个呼召，虽然每一个人的经验不一定都像保罗一样。我有一段时间也在那边等，是不是在某一个路上，神会把我打倒，给我一个呼召？等到今天，我都没有这个神奇经验。
And God, in the passage that we just read, that everybody, Paul told us, everybody has a calling. You know, for a period of time that I was also waiting for the mysterious, this amazing experience that Paul had to be stricken by God with a great light on some way that I'm going to. But I've never had that experience.
啊，每一个人蒙召是不一样的那个情况，但是蒙召是一个同样的事实。
Everyone's calling is different in its specific details, but it is the true reality that each one of us is called.
然后神就给他一个使命。
So God gave him this mission.
十一节。
In verse 11.
我为这福音奉派三件事，神叫他做的。
For which I was called, for doing three things. I was appointed to do three things.
做传道。
A preacher.
第二。做使徒
and an apostle,
第三做师父
and a teacher.
啊，那我不去细讲这有什么区别，有区别的。
I will not talk about the detailed differences between these three roles, but
为着这样的使命
for that mission,
他的的确确卖命的去完成神叫他做的这三件事。
He reallyput up his life and tried his best to do that.
在这个过程中
in the process,
十二节他说
in verse 12,
为这个缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻， 因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
For this reason, in verse 12, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
换言之，
in other words,
当他知道神要他做什么的时候，
when he knew what God wanted him to do,
他就把他的一生奉献，
he gave his whole life.
他就忠心地去执行神要他完成的使命。
To faithfully do what God wants him to do.
那他就告诉他的儿子，为着这件事，我受了什么？许多的苦难。
I also suffer these things.
包括他今天写这个信的时候，他人在哪里？
Including when he was writing that letter, where was he?
他在罗马的监牢地窖里头。
He was in the Roman jail in the worst place.
暗不见天日。
Couldn't see the sky at all.
脚镣手铐在他的身上。
Chained both hands and feet.
他知道，再过一段日子，他脑袋就搬家了。
And he knew very soon.
对吧？
He will be beheaded.
这是他完全心里面有数的这件事。
That's what he knew clearly in him.
人都跟。都要跟他划清界限，因为太恐怖了。
All have deserted him because it was too scary.
啊，他说我不以福音为耻。
But he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
人在这个时候要离弃他，以他为耻。
Even though everybody deserted him because they were ashamed of him.
但是他说我不以福音为耻。
But he said, I was not ashamed of the gospel.
为什么？我知道。我所信的是谁？
For I know whom I have believed.
所以在这个时候就考验出来，到底我们的信仰是一个传统呢，是一个宗教呢，还是一个真正的人？
This is a time of test. The test tests us whether our faith is a tradition or a religion or is a true faith.
这里有一个人，他的名字叫耶稣，这是他所信的，这是他所依靠的。
Here's the one whose name is Jesus. This is the one who he had believed.
所以他能够说，我知道我所信的是谁。
He relied on him, therefore he was able to say, "For I know whom I have believed."
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人在这个地上要为耶稣做见证。
Every one of us on this earth is to bear witness for Jesus.
到有一天
，For one, on one day.
这个你的环境改变了，
When your circumstances change,
压力加大了，
the pressure's great,
温度升高了，
the temperatures rise,
你可能连活命的指望都有问题了，
you may even have problem in terms of life.
那考什么？
What is your test?
这个环境改变的时候，你说神啊，救我，让我能够逃离这个环境，但是你逃不掉。
When the circumstances change, you wouldAsk God to save you and to allow you to escape from that circumstance, but you can't.
神在这个时候没有救他。
God did not save him.
要他经过这个环境。
God wanted him to go through that experience.
这个经验要考验什么？
What is that experience to test him?
就是你知不知道你所信的是谁？
That it is exactly to test him whether he knew who he believed.
这是核心的问题。
That was the essential part.
然后他下面说，
Then he continues to say,
他对这个他的儿子说，十二十三节，
He said to his son Timothy,
你从我听的那个纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
再说一次
Let's say it again.
到了十四节他说从前所交托你的善道你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着讲两次对吧
Once again he said in verse 14 Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you So he said it twice
讲两次什么
What he said twice
牢牢地守着
Guard and keep safe
守什么
What is he to retain and guard?
啊，他是说，你十三节，你从我听的那纯正话语的规模是这个东西，你要牢牢的守着。
It, the standard of sound words which you have heard from me. That is what you are to retain.
这是十三节讲的，到了十四节，就是从前所交托你的善道，他把它浓缩起来，这叫善道。
In addition to verse 13, and the verse 14 says, through the treasure which has been entrusted to you.
对，在英文的翻译，他说 treasure 是个宝贝。
The treasure which has been entrusted to you.
对，那么这个宝贝是什么呢？就是这个神的话。
What is this treasure? That's God's word.
那这个神的话，他怎么样定义它？他说，叫做神纯正话语的规模。这个字读起来，懂是没有一个字不懂，但是放在一起就啊，就不知道他在讲什么。
How do you define that treasure? That is the standard of sound words which you have heard from me. So every word seems to very simple to understand, but in combination, you may not understand it fully.
你要知道。当年神对摩西讲过一句话。
You remember that God said to Moses years ago.
神在西乃山要摩西为他建一个会幕。
At Mount Sinai, God wanted Moses to establish a tabernacle for him.
就把会幕的尺寸、材料、颜色一五一十的、很清楚的告诉摩西。
He commanded each single detail of the tabernacle regarding its detailed measures and patterns and the design to Moses.
你不可以改。
And he said, you cannot
change. 你必须按照我山上所指示你的样子去造。
You must build the tabernacle according to the pattern that I gave to you on the mountain.
讲了又讲，讲了又讲，反反复复重复同样的一句话。
He said this many times, again and again, and repeated numerous times.
也就是说，你摩西再聪明。
That is to say, however intelligent Moses might be,
有本事盖金字塔。
Even if you're able to build the pyramid,
但是你不能够用你的想象来盖我告诉你要盖的会幕。
But you cannot use your own imagination to build the tabernacle for me.
为什么？
Why?
因为这是按照天上的样式所造的。
Because this is patterned after what's in heaven.
所以你一改，那就跟上面的原版就不一样了，山寨版不可以改的。
Because if you change it, then it's different from the original.
好，你懂这个原则，你到新约的时候也是一样。
So if you understand that principle, it's the same in the New Testament.
你到了这本圣经的结束，启示录的最后一段话。
At the end of this book, the last sentence in the book of Revelation.
神就对这个约翰说，若有人在这个预言上加一点什么或者减一点什么，所有的咒诅就要临到那个人。
God said to Apostle John that whoever add to these words or subtract from these words, a curse will be upon them.
对，所以这个就是现在保罗对提摩太所说的，你要好牢牢地守着。
So that is exactly what Paul was telling Timothy that you have to guard and retain.
神给我们的真理。
The very truth that God gave us.
是不能加也不能减的。
You cannot add anything to it or subtract
anything from it. 举一个很简单的例子。最简单的例子。
I'll give you a very simple example.
耶稣基督是童贞女玛利亚所生的，对吧？
Jesus was born by the Virgin Mary.
那今天有人要改。
And today some people want to change it.
改一个字。
Change just one simple word.
什么字？
Which is?
Virgin 改成 woman.
We change the virgin to woman.
哪一个有道理？
What is more reasonable?
啊，哪一个合乎科学？
What is more scientific?
啊，当然是 woman.
Of course, woman is more.
生了一个耶稣，这是合情合理的事。
Of course, it's more logical that a woman gave birth to Jesus.
对不对？所以按照人的聪明智慧，就要把这个 virgin 改成 woman， 把这个一改，全整个圣经就没有了。
So according to the human intelligence, of course, it's reasonable to change the word virgin to woman, but this abolishes the entire Bible.
对不对？如果耶稣只不过是一个妇人所生的，那他跟你跟我有什么不一样？
If Jesus was born just by a woman, how was he different from you and me?
他自己都是有罪的人，他何况却来做我们的全人类的救主呢？这根本不可能的事情。
Then he would be also a sinner. How could he be the redeemer of entire human race?
可是撒旦就是这样，改一个字，叫你整个的圣经更合理，但是就失去了什么？啊，失去了那个纯正话语的规模。
But that's what Satan often does. He wants to change that just one word and to make it sound more reasonable, but then you lose the standard of sound words.
那现在在大陆对家庭教会对整个的基督教党有一个政策。
Now the Chinese Communist Party has a policy toward all the home churches in China.
五进五出。
That is five ins and five outs.
啊，对对。那我不去讲它是什么，我只
讲一件事。I'm not going to talk about it in detail.
中间有一个。
Just one thing I want to mention.
应该说五进五化，我刚刚说错了。五化，
变化
的。
Transformation. Okay.
对对对。
So five ins and five is it prohibition or?
不是 prohibition.
So in
是化是改变。
Yeah, five ins and five transformation.
那中间有一个东西叫做神学中国化。
One thing among the five transformations is the Chinese-ization of the theology.
对，圣经的道理，这是他认为是太犹太人了，我们要把它变成中国人可以吸收的。
Because they're saying the standards are the doctrines of the Bible is too Jewish, and we need to make it more Chinese.
对，那就是说，圣经不是讲我们是因信称义吗？
Well, the Bible says we righteous by faith.
Justification by faith.
Justification by faith.
这是我们基督徒都知道的一个最基本的真理。
This is the basic foundation of Christian faith.
那照这个神学中国化，他就改一个字。
So according to the Chinalization of theology, they change one word.
啊，我们中国人很注意爱博爱的真理。
So Chinese are very focused on the general love.
对呀、啊，那么所以就叫因爱称义。
So rather than justification by faith, they change that one word into justification by love.
对，这样那么这个雷锋就可以上天堂。
Then You know, we know that 雷锋 many of us know, would be able to go to heaven.
所以人的智慧就要去改神的真理。
So man's intelligence wants to change God's truth.
这是在创世纪就是这么干的。
It started as early as in the book of Genesis.
在伊甸园里面撒旦就这么干的。
In the Garden of Eden, Satan did exactly that.
对不对？神说不可以吃，吃的日子一定死。
God said, "You shall not eat of it. The day you eat of it, you shall die."
那魔鬼就改一个字。
Then Satan changed one word.
不一定死。
You may not die.
对吧？所以这个老，这是撒旦的老计谋。
So this was an old scheme of Satan.
啊，在伊甸园是这么干的。到了新约，现在保罗的时候。还是这么干的。
He did it in the Garden of Eden, and he's doing it again in the Book of Timothy time.
在今天，撒旦还是干同样的事。
And today, Satan is doing the same thing.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
你不要以为读圣经不重要。
Do not think it's not important to read Bible.
你一定要好好的守住这一个。刚刚你看英文的圣经说这个 treasure 这个宝贝
You have to really guard the treasure of God's word.
好，我想这个是在这里你看到保罗苦口婆心的提醒提摩太你要这样子注意这些事情。
So this is what you can see that Paul really wholeheartedly trying to remind Timothy to remember to retain and guard.
那你要干嘛呢？
So what should you do?
他提三件事。
He mentioned three things.
刚刚我们读第二章的时候就出来了。
We read chapter 2 and that shows us what these three things are.
他前面说我神叫我做传道做使徒做师父现在又三件事要这个提摩太来做的。
Previously, Paul said, I was appointed a teacher, an apostle, and a preacher, and an apostle, and a teacher. Now he told Timothy to do also three things.
在这个危险的时代,
at this dangerous time,
你要做三件事,
you need to do three things.
第一, 做基督的精兵,
to be a soldier of Jesus.
对, 第三节, 你要和我同受苦难, 好像 基督耶稣的精兵。
Verse 3 says, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
第二,
2.
15节, 你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦, 做无愧的工人。
Verse 15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed.
第三,
Number 3,
做 贵重的器皿在20节, 21节,
be a valuable vessel in a verse 21.
再重复一次, 一, 做基督耶稣的精兵,
Number 1, to be the good soldier of Jesus Christ. What does that mean?
因为我们就进入了什么? 什么叫做军人? 什么叫做精兵?
So what does it mean to be a good soldier?
就是打仗,
for the time of war,
我们, 保罗再三地告诉我们, 我们不是与属血气的征战,
Paul repeatedly told us that we are not fighting against the flesh.
我们乃是与空中属灵的恶魔征战,
we're fighting against the evil forces of the air.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 你看到今天地球上简直是天下大乱。
Today you can see the world is in chaos. Yeah.
你看美国,
just look at the U.S.
你看美国,你就看今年,
this year.
你看到什么?
What have you seen?
黑人杀白人,
so blacks are murdering the whites.
白人杀黑人,
whites murdering the
啊, 杀警察,
and the
对吧?
Policemen were killed.
恐怖分子就绑了炸弹, 到处爆炸。
Terrorists are blowing up everywhere.
今天好像觉得没有发生在我身上, 都不是危险,
sometimes we might feel it's no danger when, as long as it doesn't occur to me.
但是谁能够保险? 今天没有发生, 明天呢?
But who can be sure that if it doesn't happen today, it won't happen to you tomorrow.
对吧? 昨天我们参加我们熟悉的一个弟兄的 妻子与他的孩子的葬礼。
Yesterday, we attended a memorial service for a wife of our brother that we are familiar with.
谁知道明天是什么呢?
Who would know what tomorrow holds?
对不对? 所以我们没有一个人知道我们明天是什么。
So none of us will know what tomorrow holds.
当你碰到这一切恐怖的事情, 想都没有想到的事情, 那你要知道我们是来到一个空前的属灵的征战的时候。
When you encounter those terrible things and those things that you have never imagined, then you would really need to understand that we have come to a time where there's fierce spiritual battles.
所以他说, 你要跟我同受苦难, 好像基督耶稣的精兵。
That's why Paul said you need to suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
这是第一个点。
That's the first point.
第二个点。
Number two.
第十五节, 你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦, 做无愧的工人, 怎么做? 下面说, 按着正义分解真理的道。
That's in verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed. How do you do that? That's to be continued the later half. Accurately handling the word of truth.
因为今天这个属灵的征战打在哪一个点上?
Because today, where is the spiritual battle hinge upon?
从伊甸园一直到今天,那个点永远是在同样一件事。
Ever since the time of Garden of Eden until today, the hinging point is always the same. That's God's word.
今天我们如果一不小心, 仇敌就可以玩一个游戏, 把圣经给你驱改一下。
If we're careless today, the enemy will do one thing, the game, to twist God's words.
当有人把这神的话把它曲解的时候，来适应今天的环境，你就会发现，我们就没有做忠心的什么，啊，做无愧的工人。
If someone twists God's word to suit the environment of today, the circumstances of today, then we'll, you notice, you realize that we are not being the faithful servant of God.
人喜欢听什么话？
What would people like to hear?
啊，听好话。
Pleasing words.
听得很舒服的话。
Comforting words.
对吗？但是偏偏神的话，对我们很多的人来讲是。不是每一次都是好话，常常听得很刺耳。
Unfortunately, God's word to many of us are not always good and pleasing words.
对不对？主耶稣常常对我们说：“哎呀，你要怎么样？要舍己，就怎么舍己？顺己最好，舍己这那这太难了。”
Like Jesus always tells us to sacrifice yourself. And how do you do that? It's not comfortable to sacrifice myself. I'd rather, you know, everything will go my way.
对。那要背起十字架，哎呀，十字架又是讲十字架，讨厌死了。
And Jesus says, "Carry your cross." And well, I don't like the cross. They always cross, cross again.
对，保罗说这是讨厌的道。
So some people would view, Paul said, some people would view this as a disgusting theory.
所以到了末世，人就厌烦那个纯正的道理。
So at the end time, people will start to despise the standards of the
word. 你如果讲一些新的顺耳的，那人就圣经说耳朵发痒，就去喜欢听那些东西。
So if you say something that is comforting and easy to accept, and then that just like the Bible said, they start. Some people they start to itch, their ears would itch and want to listen to those good words.
但是这里说，你要竭力的在神面前蒙他的喜悦，做无愧的工人，在真理上面你要按着正义分解真理的道。
But here Paul clearly said we need to be diligent to present ourselves approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed by accurately handling the word of truth.
这个不容易，因为
That's not easy.
你要常常人说视实务者为俊杰，人喜欢怎么讲你就讲嘛。
For oftentimes we just say, oh, you gotta preserve yourselves at times of changes and whatever people like, and you should just say that.
对，但是你那样做，你讨了人的喜欢，你就失去什么？神的祝福。
But if you do that, you are pleasing men, then you lose the blessing from God.
对，这是一个很大的挑战。
That's a major challenge.
然后他说，第三，你要做贵重的器皿。
Then number three, it says you need to be vessels of honor.
那么他在这里说，在神的在大户人家有金器、银器，还有木器，还有瓦器。
As it said here that in a large house there are many gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of good, wood and earthenware.
那他在这里说，你要选择去做什么？金器或者银器，你不要去做木器与瓦器。
So Paul said, you should choose to be the gold and silver vessels and not to be the vessels of wood and earthenware.
好，这是。在这里的一个他对提摩太的提醒。
So here are the reminders of Paul to Timothy.
拉到后面的我刚刚念的基甸的故事。
Then we'll go back to the Old Testament, the story of Gideon.
基甸什么故事？
What's the story of Gideon?
那个时候以色列人背弃神。
At that time, the Israelites disobeyed God.
神就把他们放在仇敌的手下七年。
And God gave them up to the hands of the enemy for 7 years.
我们可能不久就要面对七年的灾难。
We might have to encounter a 7 years of disaster.
Disaster. Okay. The day of the Lord.
The day of the Lord.
他们就面那仇敌有三类。
So there are three kinds of enemies.
Midian.
The enemy is from the Midians.
亚玛力人。
Amalekites.
还有东方人。
And.
那仇敌做什么工作？
What would the enemies do?
专门他们开始撒种要有收获的时候， 撒种的时候来破坏他们的种，要收获的时候来抢他们的粮。
So when they were spreading the seeds, they would
destroy.
They will come to destroy your seeds, and then when they were at, when at the harvest time, they come to take away their harvest.
对，所以简单的讲，神的儿女就没有口粮可以吃了。
So the result, the simple result, is that God's people didn't have anything to eat.
所以他们就处在饥饿的环境中。
So they were in famine at the time.
所以他们非常的苦。
They were suffering a great deal.
好，就在这个时候。
So at that time,
神就去找一个人。
God went to look for one person.
那个人叫做基甸。
Gideon.
在哪里找他呢？
Where did he find him?
他说，在酒榨。
He said it was at the wine press.
对，然后他在干嘛？
What was he doing?
他在酒榨打麦子，打大麦。
Gideon was beating out wheat in the wine press.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
平常你如果要打麦子，
Usually when you beat the wheat,
你应该在哪里打？
Where should you do that?
在麦场打。
It should be in the wheat field.
对吗？这是正规，才是这个样子。
That would be the normal way.
但是你不要忘记，在这个时候，每一次犹太人或者以色列人打这个麦子的时候，仇敌就来抢他们的麦子。
But you got to remember that circumstance. At that time, every time when the Israelites were trying to beat their wheat in harvest time, the enemies will come to take away their harvest.
所以他就没有得吃了。
So they'd be deprived of all the food.
这里有一个人。
Here's one person.
反其道而行。
And did the opposite.
他就在打酒榨来打麦子。
So he was beating the wheat in the wine press.
那意思就是说，酒榨是干嘛的？
So what is the wine press supposed to be?
酒榨是收葡萄的时候来把葡萄变成酒的地方，叫酒榨。
It is to make wine from the grapes.
对吧？但是他现在反其道而行，在酒榨去打麦子。
But now Gideon was doing something different. He was beating the wheat in the wine press.
所以他就有什么东西？
So he had.
他有粮食啊。
So that he can have food.
对吧？人家在饿肚子的时候，他有粮食啊。
Others were hungry, but he would have food.
好，这就是这个背景。
So that was the background of the story.
仇敌有多少？
How many enemies were there?
圣经形容他们像蚂蚱、蚱蜢那么多，遍山遍野都是仇敌。
The Bible said they would come in like locusts for number.
对吧？然后大家都在问一个问题：神啊，当年你对我们祖宗把我们带出埃及，你的荣耀在哪里？今天我们却做了人家人下人，连一口饭都没得吃。
So they were all complaining toward God. Oh God, you once brought us out of the Egypt and said we could worship you, but now we're like the slaves of those people, and we don't even have any food to eat.
好，神就呼召这一个。这个基甸出来为神做打仗。
So God called Gideon to fight for him.
来了多少人？
How many came?
他带了一大批的人出来打。
So he brought a lot of people.
多少人呢？
How many?
32,000人。
32,000.
对，然后神说太多了。
And God said, oh, that's too many.
要摔掉一批。
We got let go of some.
所以第一批怎么刷的？
So how did they get rid of some the
first
time? 给他们
说，凡是胆小的，可以回家。
Whoever is afraid and fearful, you can go home.
你想，32,000人面对像蝗虫一样这么多片山片野几十万的仇敌，那我们看我们自己真是太小了，对吧？
So we'll think about that. 32,000 people facing all those innumerable people throughout mountains and valleys and like locusts. Oh, we're like nothing.
对，所以害怕。
So some of them were fearful.
所以就走掉了20,000人。
So 20,000.
22,000.
22,000 left.
对不对？走掉22,000，剩下10,000。
So and 10,000 remained.
啊，那如果你是带兵的，你看现在我们只有10,000，前仇敌几十万，
If you're a captain, and imagine we only have 10,000 soldiers left, and the enemy is like all over the mountain, innumerable.
你做梦没有想到，神说太多了。And
you would never dream of the fact that God would say to you, "There's still too many."
好，怎么办？
What would you do?
我叫带他们去喝水。So
God said, "Take them to the river and to drink water."
我会告诉你，我要什么人。
And I'll tell you who I want.
好了，他们就喝水了。
So they went to drink water.
那就会发现，有一种人。And
you realize.
是捧着水，舔，像狗舔一样，这样喝水的，站在一边。So
some people will lap the water with their tongue as a dog.
还有一批人呢，就跪下去，去把那个水，河里面的水。
So others would kneel down to drink.
对，那神说这个站在另外一边。God
said, "Separate this group to the other side."
神选的是什么？
And God chose those
站在那里舔水喝的人，这个300人，说神就说要我要这个。Who
lapped the water, and those were 300 in total.
其他的都叫他回家。And
all those were sent home.
好了，现在从10,000居然又降到300。
Now the number of soldiers have been reduced from 10,000 to 300.
对吧？那理由是很简单，神说一个很简单的理由：如果人多，你们打赢了。The
reason is very simple.
如果你们人多的时候打赢的。Is
if you win the battle by the number that many number of people.
功劳是谁的？
Then you.
自己的。
You might think the credit is to yourself.
对不对？ 啊，我绝对不把我的荣耀归给你们的。
And God said, "I cannot give the glory to you."
这一场征战是谁打的？
This battle is to be fought by me.
是耶和华打的。
By the Lord.
因为他的名被称为万军的耶和华。
Because His name is the Lord of all hosts.
所以他不把这个战争的得胜的荣耀归给人，是归给神才对的。
So the glory of the winning battle will be ascribed to the Lord and not to people.
好了，300人。 怕不怕？ 当然怕。
300 people, they were very afraid.
说不怕, 那简直是自己骗自己。
It'd be a self-cheating if, you know, if they don't.
在害怕的时候,
so at that time,
神就对基甸说, 你带几个人去, 听, 我要让你看, 听听你的敌人讲什么。
God said to Gideon, "I want you to take a few people and go to listen to what the enemies are saying."
哦，结果他就听了，有两个人在对话。
So he did that, and he heard two soldiers talking to each other and said, "I had a dream last night."
有一个大麦饼，
a loaf of barley bread
从外面滚，从山下滚下来，滚到我们的营里面来。
Was tumbling into the camp of Midian.
把我们的整个的营都搞翻掉了。
And came to the tent and struck it so that it fell.
那就听了他们说。
So Gideon heard them talking.
你注意看第七章的第十三节，他说，这不是我要不是要你看这个，我要看你看十四节。So
if you pay attention to chapter 7 in Judges, verse 14.
对，那同伴说，这不是别的。 乃是以色列人约阿斯的儿子，注意下面那个话，基甸的刀，神已经将米甸和全军都交在他手中。His
friend replied, "This is nothing less than the sword of Gideon, the son of Josh, a man of Israel. God has given Midian and all the camp into his hand."
所以敌人已经在梦中定义了这场战争叫什么战争。
So the enemy has already determined in their dream what kind of battle is that?
叫做大麦饼。
It's a loaf of barley bread.
对，然后给他一个说明，叫做基甸的刀。
With the interpretation that is the sword of Gideon.
奇不奇怪？
Isn't that strange?
这是整个梦的那个重点。
That was the essence of that dream.
与基甸的刀。
It's a loaf of barley bread and the sword of Gideon.
所以十五节，基甸听见这梦和梦的讲解，就敬拜神。
So then in verse 15, when Gideon heard the account of the dream and its interpretation, he bowed in worship.
Oh, 我们会赢。
He said, oh, we're going to win.
神已经把仇敌交给我们了。
The Lord has given the camp of Midian into our hands.
好，他们带三样东西。
So they carried three things.
哪三样？
What are the three things?
第一，一个角。
The horn.
第二，一个瓶，一个空瓶。
The empty pictures.
第三，瓶里面装一个什么？火把。
And the torches within the inside
of the
pictures.
然后基甸就对他们说, 你看我怎么做, 你们就跟着怎么做。
So Gideon told the people, whatever I do, you follow along.
所以他就把这300人分成三队。
So he separated the 300 men into three companies.
就进去了。
And they went in.
基甸一吹号,
When Gideon blow the trumpet,
他们300人也吹号,
all
吹,
those
300
people also blow the trumpet.
吹完脚, 把 瓶子打破,
Afterwards, they broke their pitchers.
然后把里面的火把怎么样? 举起来,
and raised the torches from inside the broken pitchers.
然后就拿刀杀,
and they just started to blow their sword. And,
这场仗就赢了,
and they won the battle.
这就是这个故事,
that was the story.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天的征战, 我刚刚说过了, 是打在哪个点上?
Today, the war is hinged upon one point, which I mentioned earlier.
仇敌要把神的儿女的那个大麦饼, 那个神的话打掉。
The enemy wants to strike away the loaf of barley bread, God's word.
保罗才会对提摩太说, 你一定要什么? 牢牢地守着, 这个神纯正话语的规模。
That's why God told Timothy to retain the standard of God's word.
对吧? 你要做基督的精兵, 你要做无愧的工人。
You need to be the good soldier of Christ Jesus.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
and you need to be the good worker.
在我们这个时代,
So today, in this age,
神要我们做他的精兵,
God wants us to be his good
要做他这一个无愧的工人,
to be his workers.
你我要在这一个危险的时代能够这样子打仗,
in this dangerous age, we need to be able to fight like that.
你必须把你的信仰建立在什么上面?
In order to do that, you have to base your faith upon what kind of foundation?
神的话,
it's God's word.
你的信心只能建立在神的话上面。
Your faith has to be built upon God's word.
你不能把你的信心建立在神迹奇事上面。
You cannot base your faith upon signs and wonders.
今天很多的人要告诉你, 哎呀, 你要讲方言, 你要有异梦, 你要会医病, 你要会赶鬼。
A lot of people today will tell you, oh, you need to be able to say foreign languages, you need to be able to chase out demons, you need to be able to heal the sick.
那个来劲啊, 好像这个很灵啊。
Those are like wonders and very exciting things.
对, 但是撒旦也可以叫你说方言。
But Satan can also make you speak.
撒旦也可以赶鬼, 也可以行异能。
Satan could also do signs and wonders. 所有你看得见的所谓的这些灵恩里面的这些东西,
撒旦都可以假冒的。
So all those things that you're chasing after the spiritual gifts, Satan could all pretend to do that too.
Imitate.
对,
这是一个混乱的时代。
This is a confused world.
把那些, 圣灵所做的那些功, 邪灵, 通通有这个排道版。
The evil spirit could imitate all kinds of things that are done by the Holy Spirit.
全都是假冒。
Lots of those are just fake.
叫你真假难分。
So that you'd be confused about the real and the fake.
所以你必须把我们的信心建立在这个大麦饼神的话语上面。
Therefore, you have to base your faith upon the loaf of the
barley bread, 他怎么会有大麦饼的?
God's word. How would Gideon have a loaf of barley bread?
在酒榨打他的麦子。
Because he was beating the wheat in the wine press.
就是你仇敌没有注意的地方, 你在那里好好下功夫。
So that is when the enemies are not paying attention, you need to work hard.
你在神学院绝对找不到粮食。
You can't find barley bread
in
seminaries because God's word are snatched away. Rather, you need to find God's word in the wine press.
对，这是反传统的。
That's anti-tradition.
好，然后他说，你要准备三样东西。
Then he said you need to prepare three things.
一，角。
Prepare for three things. One is the trumpet.
我讲过角是什么，吹角节的那个角。
I already mentioned what the trumpet is.
就是要在神的时间起来为主做见证说话。
We have this treasure hidden in the earthenware.
对吧？这个瓶子里面有宝贝。
The pitcher has treasure within it.
可是这个宝贝要出来，要成为一个明亮的灯台，你必须把这个瓶子怎么样？打破。
But in order for that treasure to come out of that vessel to shine light onto this world, you have to break the pitcher.
我们要救自己的性命。
If we in order to save our own life,
耶稣说，人若要救自己的性命，就必丧掉你的性命。
And Jesus said, if someone wants to save his own life, he must lose his life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天当压迫、逼迫来到的时候
，When persecutions come,
人人自危，人人想自救。
Everybody wants to save themselves.
你如果要自己救自己
，If you want to save yourself.
你是死定了。
You are destined to die.
对，但是如果你愿意不救自己
，But if you are willing to not save yourself,
你把这个玉瓶打破。
You're willing to break that bottle.
人若为我丧掉自己性命的，就必得着你的什么生命。
If one is willing to lose their life for my sake, you will.
耶稣的话常常跟我们的人的哲理怎么样相反。
Jesus' words are often opposite to the human philosophy.
所以当你能够照着耶稣的话去做的时候
，If you're able to do according to Jesus' words,
保罗说，死在我们身上发动，生就在别人身上发动。
Paul said, if the death is realized onto us, then the life.Will be realized upon others.
对，这三百个人，他们是不要命的人，对吧
？They're willing to lose their life.
对不对？那么我顺便说一下，为什么神选这三百个人？他中间有一个特点。
So I wanted, by the way, I wanted to mention why God chose these 300 people who have one characteristic.
第一批人被筛掉，是因为害怕。
The first group of people who were rid of were because they were afraid.
第二批人被筛掉，为什么？
The second group of people, why were they?
一万人变成三百人。
From the 10,000 reducing down to 300.
这些都是军人。
These are all soldiers.
全副武装的，对不对？
All fully armored.
好，当你要喝水的时候，
when you are drinking,
你要跪下去。
If you kneel down,
你要把这河里的水弄上来。
And to get the water to drink,
那你就要把身上的什么？
When you have to
武装解除，对吧？
Take off your armor,
对不对？你要把你身上的这些武装都放下来，然后你才能屈身跑到水里面去，把水弄来吃。
You have to take off your armors before you're able to even kneel down to get reach the water to drink.
但是另外那批人呢？
But the other group of people,
他是把水捧上来，
they just
像狗舔
the water,
一样舔着喝。
So they lap the water and drink as like a dog.
他的眼睛看啥？看哪里？
So they drink with their tongue. Where are their eyes looking at?
对不对？
They're looking at their surroundings.
他的眼睛是看他的四周的。
Their eyes are looking at the surroundings.
所以这个是神要的。
So that's what God wants.
也就是说，他们是随时是做什么？精兵的，
it means they were
是警醒的。
Alert.They were watchful.
他们没有把自己放松了，把解除武装了，对吧？他是一直注意周围的情形有什么改变。
So they were constantly surveying their surroundings.
所以他们就被神拣选。
So they were chosen by God.
这时候他自然这些人愿意把自己摆上去了。
So of course they're willing to present themselves.
然后这个瓶子就打破。
And they broke the pitcher.
一打破，马上里面就有什么？火把
，then the releases those torches.
Torch. 那这个火把就是耶稣基督的见证。
The torches are the testimony of Jesus.
这样他们就把仇敌打败了。
Then they're able to win the prevail over the.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天所面临的时代，就在这一个非常危险的时代的当儿，这个就是说要发生之前的这短短的片刻。
The time we're facing today are exactly the time that short period of time that's right before the day of the Lord.
对，我们要心里面准备好。
We have to be ready.
你不能再沉睡。
You cannot sleep.
你也不能再胆小了。
You cannot be fearful anymore.
如果在这个时代，你要成为耶稣基督的见证。
If you want to be the testimony for Jesus in this era,
你要听见。你是蒙召的，你是蒙圣召的人。
You need to hear that you are called.
对不对？
在
这位召我们的主面前，神对我们每一个人有三个期望。
In front of the Lord who called us, God has three expectations to each one of us.
做他的精兵。
Be a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
第二
，Number two，
做
be
无愧的。工人
be a good worker who are not ashamed.
第三
number three,
做贵重的器皿
be a vessel of honor.
这个主动权是在谁的手里
and this is controlled by who?
每一个基督徒你自己决定
every one of us, you have the choice. You have the choice.
所以你不要告诉我你没有蒙召
so don't tell me that you're not called.
你不要告诉我胆小如鼠
don't tell me I'm very fearful
我们要把自己眼睛从自己转向看谁看那召我们的神
we need to turn our eyes from our ourselves
保罗能够对他的儿子说
to the one who called us.
他能够对他的儿子说我知道我所信的是谁
Paul was able to tell Timothy I know who I have believed
并且我深信他能够保守我所交付他的
And I know that he can retain what I have entrusted to him
这是主这一次放在我心里面的一个很重的一个负担
So this is the heavy burden that the Lord has placed in my heart to share
我觉得我必须跟我们教会所有弟兄姊妹把这个道讲清楚
So I have to share this, all these words to you clearly
因为我深深地觉得前面的时间非常紧急非常紧急
Because I really profoundly feel that the timing is so pressing
时间会很快的改变
time, the things will shift quickly
那不要到时候叫做抓瞎
so we don't want to be confused at the time
啊，我们有一次翻译就叫做 catch shrimp
so one time we said that translated that to catch shrimp confused we don't want to be confused
对我们最后祷告
so let's pray
主我们感谢你
Oh Lord we thank you
你是在大水泛滥的时候坐着为王的神
You are the one who's on the throne even when the flood comes
主啊我们今天所面对的一个非常的时代
Today we're facing this unusual era
就是你的儿子第二次要来到这个地上
that your son is about to return to this earth
撒旦知道他自己的日子不多了
Satan knows his days are short.
他用尽他所有的本事要来破坏神的旨意。
He's using all his might to destroy God's will.
主啊，我们求你来坚固这个末世的教会。
Lord, may you strengthen the earth in this end age.
用你的话来建立我们的信心。
May your words establish our faith.
用你的呼召来坚固我们这一个害怕的心灵。
May your calling strengthen our fearful hearts.
主啊，把你自己更多的启示给我们。
May you reveal yourself more and more to us.
让我们能够像保罗说的那样的清楚，我们知道我们所信的是谁。
Let us be like Paul, who said clearly that we know who I have believed.
主啊，求你来持守我们这一点点的信心。
Lord, help us retain this little faith in us.
我们把我们整个的全人。奉献在你的祭坛上
We give all ourselves to you on the altar
今天整个的征战不是我们是你
Today the battle is not upon us but on you
我们只是你自己手中的器皿
We are the vessel in your hand
愿意这个器皿是一个打破的器皿
May the vessel be a broken vessel to you.
让里面的宝贝能够显出彰显出来。
So that the treasure can be revealed.
你就率领我们征战。
You lead us to fight.
因为你已经得胜。
For you are victorious.
不管仇敌有多大。
No matter how big the enemy is.
在我们里面的比在这个世界的更大。
But the one within us is greater than the one in this world.
荣耀归给你。
Glory to you, God.
赞美归给你。
Praise to you, Lord.
我们都是属于你的。
We all belong to you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.